Chris, there's not many sides that come to Park Hall and score four and leave with 3 points, but your side have done that today. You must be delighted.
Delighted. I think that's an understatement, I think, John. Yeah, absolutely made up. Yeah, it was a great look, especially in the circumstances of the game. 2-0 down after 15 minutes. You know, how many teams would come here and fold and go under? But, you know, the way we recovered from that, put some great balls in the box and scored some good goals, you know, we're delighted with that. And, you know, look, it's a big win because they're a good team and, you know, we're going down to 10 men. They went down to 10 men on Tuesday, but, you know, it cost us against us on Tuesday. We didn't respond well, but we responded really well today and created chances and, you know, like, I think we bit the woodwork. We could have scored 7 or 8. How many teams can say that when they come here? Not to score 4 and win, but to score, you know, 7 or 8. We always carried the threat on the counter-attack and it was a great, you know, when you come here, you're going to have to work hard, you have to stick in your shape, show a great togetherness, great team ethic and good team spirit. And, you know, that's never gone away. That's always been there for us. And, you know, we were disappointed from Tuesday and we used the sort of disappointment from that to come here today and get a fantastic result.
And you mentioned that red card, obviously we didn't react to it well on Boxing Day, but today it was right before half time, you had a chance then to get in and regroup. Was that sort of key?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, probably the timing of it was suited us because we could get in and change it, whereas on Tuesday it was in the middle of the half and it just got it back to 2-1 and it was the game was ebbing and flowing. But, you know, look, it's to come here, and I keep repeating myself, but to come here and do what we've done is huge, is fantastic. So, but look, you know, people will be talking about, you know, maybe them not playing well, but my players deserve a massive amount of credit today for what we've done and to come here on the home of the champions, the best team in the league, and turn them over and, you know, could have scored 7 or 8 in the end as well. It's a big statement and one now we need to back that up and we need to keep carry on into the next few games now. You know, we've got a bit of a break now before we'll train and work hard and we'll go up to Bangor next week. But, you know, the players have to hit them standards now because we had a 6 or 7 game spell where we, you know, we didn't pick up a point and that's disappointing. I've just been asked now about the top six. You know, the top six is probably, in my book, is probably gone. It's going to be difficult for us to get in, but we need to, we've got 3 games left before the split. We need to put points on the board and keep climbing that league table.
And, you know, you go back to 2-2 at half-time. Some people could have sort of expected you to close ranks and try and earn a point, but your side didn't do that. You had chances throughout that second half.
Look, I think it's important to you've got to respect the way they play. And probably on Tuesday we went probably a little bit too brave too early. But, you know, we learned from that. We sat in still with 11 against 10. We sat in and, you know, our trigger points in the game that we went and pressed and we went and dropped off. And, you know, we got the balance right today between pressing and dropping off and locking on. And, you know, when we did it, we won the ball back out of the pitch. I think you saw that for the fourth goal, for Nick's goal, won it back, made the right decision, which again we've been critical of and really punished them. And I think that was important, you know, that we did that, that, you know, we punished them at the right times and we take advantage of their lack of discipline as well. You know, we didn't do that on Tuesday, but we took advantage of it today.
And I asked Craig the same question a few minutes ago at 4-2 with 5 minutes to go. Are you still a little bit jittery on the touchline?
Well, yeah, because we respect them. We respect them as a football club. We respect what they're about. And, you know, but going back the other way as well, even at 2-0 down, with 15 minutes gone, I still thought that because of the way we play and the way we set up against them, we're still causing problems. You know, we caused them problems tactically on Tuesday and that never changed today. We tweaked a couple of things after 15, 20 minutes, which worked better for us and allowed us a bit more of a foothold in the game. And we've shown we can cause problems. We've shown we can cause the best teams in the league problems. And we need to start doing that. I bang on about it all the time, John. Consistency. And, you know, we have to now go and back this up now, because if we don't, it means nothing. And that's what the message into the players now. And, you know, we've got some experienced players in our group. And, you know, we need to start putting a little run of form together now and to get us away from that bottom of that table.
And you said it a lot of times last season when results weren't going our way. There was going to be a turning point or a trigger point. Do you see that? Today's result is that point.
Well, I think our form coming into today has been good. I think if you look at since November, you know, it's been good since the start of November. You know, we'd appear before that where we didn't pick enough points that we should have done, and, you know, now we're growing into a team. And, you know, again, you've got to look at the changes that we made over the summer. You know, players are really embedded in now, and, you know, they know where the expectation levels, and players are mixing in the group. And, you know, that you've seen that from last Tuesday against the champions and today against the champions, that we were worthy of something last week, didn't get it, and, you know, we've shown great character today to come here on their own patch and win the game and win it convincingly.
And just before the start of January, it's always a question you're going to get asked. January transfer window opens in a few days. Have you got any targets for the window?
Yeah, look, you know, we want to try and get a few in, you know, but also we want to try and we'll be keep working with the players that we've got to try and, you know, get more out of them, because we need to do that as well. So be a bit of both, you know. We obviously we'll try and get one or two in, and but we also we work with the players that we've got in terms of, you know, getting more out of them as well, and that's got to be the aim as well. So, you know, we will be looking. Hopefully in the next few days we'll be able to announce a couple, but you know, it's a window that we might need two or three. It worked for us last year, so hopefully it works for us again this year.